Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
435. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Friday Eve. There's all sorts of good stuff happening. The weather is not bad, although I'll tell you, just in the time that you and I have been together, the humidity is kind of ratcheted up a few points, and it's starting to get a little sticky. That we'll make our way through it, that's for sure. We got Kevin Carroll joining us in a couple of moments. Big event coming up down in Chesterfield. It's this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, and we'll let Kevin talk all about that. We've got Dr. Keith Ablow is going to be joining us at 5:35. Now, tomorrow, because it's Friday, a lot of things happen on Fridays, including the fact that Dr. Dave Brandt joins us. Dave, as you know, formerly a member of Congress for the 7th District, has been out at Liberty University for a number of years now. He was there heading up the business school at Liberty. He's now the vice provost, I think, for business affairs. There are a whole slew of titles, but to his core, Dave is an economist. That's what his bread and butter has been throughout the years. And so I am looking forward to chatting with him about this interest rate cut. I know we're supposed to be excited about it. We're talking about how things are happening on Wall Street, and there's a big uptick on the Dow. But I would caution you in this way. People get very disturbed when there is a drop of 500 points in the Dow. And people today are very excited because there's an uptick of 500 points. Please remember what I say when it's down. The Dow right now is what, 40, 41,000? So a move of 500 is interesting, but it's not necessarily make or break. And I think behind the scenes, under the radar, what President Trump said the other day is probably closer to the mark, that this interest rate cut has more to do with politics, right? It's about helping out Kamala Harris. And it might also indicate, and this is the one that concerns me, and this is what I think, is that the economy has been damaged much more seriously and hurt much more than people have acknowledged by Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and these other crazy leftists in D.C. So we'll see how that all plays out. Governor Youngkin also talking about that on Fox News. Now, I mentioned to you my friend Kevin Carroll, a good guy, retired sergeant out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. He's a member of the Board of Supes. I think he just got reelected to that not too long ago, and they got a big event coming up on Saturday that I want you to know about. Kevin, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me on this afternoon.
It's good to hear your voice, man. It's nice to hear you and think that everything is going well in your world, I hope.
I think you're feeling a lot better. I mean, the last time I got to see you, I think, was at Politics and Pints, actually.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I saw the photos, you and your lovely bride taking your boat out for the last time. Did you weep just a little bit? You did, didn't you?
Well, you know, we never know. Maybe God will give us another warm day when the leaves are changing on the lake, and we'll get to go out and appreciate it one more time.
Ooh, wow, I do like the way you think. All right, my friend, this Saturday at the Chesterfield County Airport, you got one or two things happening, don't you?
So we wanted to hold a get out to vote event to get people excited about getting out to vote and give them an opportunity to come and meet their candidates in person. So we have a great event at the Chester County Airport. We're using a private hangar. No government funds have been utilized to fund this event. It's all private donations to do it. It's a private hangar owned by an individual who's allowing us to use it. But we're going to have some really great people there. So if you're in the community and you'd like to come out and meet Congressman Rob Whitman for the 1st District, you should come on out. He's going to be there. Hung Cao, who's running for state Senate, is going to be there. Bill Moore, who's running in the 4th Congressional District, is going to be there. And we got a couple of special guests that are coming. The Lieutenant Governor, Winston Sears, and the Governor, Glenn Youngkin, will be there. As well as myself and other elected leaders, Sheriff Carl Leonard and others from the Chesterfield County Republican Committee. I've been working with the Republican Committee to get this whole event put together, and it's come together quite nicely, and it should be a lot of fun. It's not going to take all day. We're going to get there at 9 o'clock in the morning, start at 10, and have an opportunity for fellowship, opportunity to meet people who are like-minded, and get some really great information provided to in person from the candidates. And so if you're not busy, come on down. That's what I say.
No, it sounds like a great event. It's this Saturday, Chesterfield County Airport.
Yep.
9 o'clock is when you're going to want to get there. 10 o'clock is when the festivities will get underway. And you've got all of these folks, Hung Cao and Rob Whitman and Winsome Sears and Glenn Youngkin. These are great people. How do you feel as a Republican going into this election? You hopeful? You excited?
Both hopeful and excited, trying to make sure that we you know, get people to get engaged. I mean, I think people, you know this, right? So some people in the past have said, well, I can't vote for Trump for this, that, and the other reason. I think that, if you look at the last 4 years, I think you could probably figure out which way I'm going to vote.
Yeah, right.
What I would say is, all right, if you're on the fence with that, but you're a Republican or you're conservative, you have conservative values, or even if you're independent and you lean conservative, come and meet these other candidates and give yourself an opportunity to ask them the questions and hear what they have to say, and consider voting not just our entire ticket, but certainly voting for these great people that we have running for Congress and for the state Senate.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's such a vital election. Let me remind everybody, Kevin Carroll is joining us. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, retired police sergeant from the Chesterfield County Police Department. Kevin, we hear it every time, right? This is the most important election ever. This is the most important election.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Election ever. Well, and there are a lot of us who are sitting back where we are of an age that we've seen an election or two. We do get this really is maybe not the most important, but it is certainly amongst the most important elections of our lifetime.
You know, my first president I got to vote for was Ronald Reagan. It was in his second term. And I remember what the inflation numbers were like back when Jimmy Carter was president going into Reagan's election and how the country progressed. And we've seen the changes in the last 4 years, under this current administration. And we saw what it was prior.
Yeah.
And you know, the interest rate cut that you're talking about, you know, that There's a consequence no one's even talking about in reference to this, and that is that when you do cut the rate like that, there's a certain amount of people in the market that have been actually out of the market because they couldn't afford the interest rate and what it was going to be for a monthly payment. And so we've been getting briefed on this locally. Mm-hmm. And if this does happen, if it kickstarts those people who've been out of the market, onto the market, with the housing shortage that we have, and everybody knows there is one across the United States, it's going to drive prices up. Remember, market is relative to supply and demand, and we don't have enough supply for the demand. And if the demand goes even higher, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a certain amount of jubilation amongst people just at the surface level, but then once you start diving down into it, Governor Youngkin spoke about it, President Trump spoke about it, you're speaking about it. There's a lot that's going to come from this, and for good and for ill.
And look, I'm not Dave Brad. I'm not an economist, but I actually reach out to people who do this for a living to get the expert information from them, and this is what they're telling me.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag. Well, is there going to be anything really cool, like, you know, gifts or swag or prizes or anything at this big rally you're doing?
Well, the coolest thing is you get to meet your candidates.
Okay.
This is just about a fun event for people to come out and have a good time and again have an opportunity to engage with people that you don't necessarily get to see.
And ask
the questions and enjoy yourself at the same time.
Do people need to register? Because I've got a little handout here from the Chesterfield GOP that says they should sign up for the rally. Can people show up?
You can sign up. Nope, you can sign up ahead of time. If you go to Chesterfield, you can go to a couple things. You can go to our, you can Google Chesterfield County Republican Committee, go to the website, and there's a way you can log on there and sign up ahead of time to come to the event. If you don't get a chance to, you can still come. We'll make it work.
Excellent, excellent. I will say that the Chesterfield GOP does mention you get signs and bumper stickers. You can also get signed up to do the door knocking. And Kevin, just so you know, they do promise that there's cool swag available. So,
well, sure. I guess from the swag side, the Chesterfield Republican Committee is bringing all kinds of neat stuff. But I can tell you, I picked up 100 Hung Cow signs. I have Trump signs for those who are going to be looking for Trump signs.
Yeah,
we'll have Rob Whitman signs. So we'll have a bunch of stuff like that. And I know that the Republican Committee is going to have a table set up with a bunch of neat stuff on their table as well, and some stuff from the Trump people as well.
I love it. Well, listen,
I guess that's swag.
It sounds like a great time. I know you're going to do a wonderful job with this. I want to get you back when we got some more time, if you don't mind. I'd love to get an update on the search for the police chief and some of the other developments you got going on in your county. All right.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anytime. And yeah, we're moving forward. We're making progress with that. We hope to we interviewed some candidates the other day. We got some more coming up, and okay. We hope to we're going to be talking with the board in the next meeting about the issue, and so hopefully here shortly we'll have made some progress and maybe even have an announcement. But we've got a lot more work to do with the committee and then with the board itself. You know, our process is a little bit different than most localities.
Yeah, no worries at all. But I'm looking forward to hearing that. Kevin, I appreciate you being here. Please give my best to your lovely bride. And
same to yours, brother. Yes, same to yours.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. That is Kevin Carroll. Kevin is a member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. Good guy. I mean, really a rock solid guy. And this Saturday, 9 in the morning until 12 noon, Chesterfield County Airport, there's going to be a big get-together. You got Governor Youngkin coming out for this, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Congressman Rob Whitman, Hung Cao is going to be there, Kevin. It's going to be a good time. So if you have been either on the sidelines in Chesterfield going, I don't know what I'm going to do, go out, meet some of the candidates. I think it'll be really educational. If you're not on the sidelines, thinking, man, all I need is a Hung Cao sign or a Rob Whitman sign or a Donald Trump sign, well, Saturday is going to be the day to go and get it. Again, Chesterfield County Airport. You can go to the Chesterfield GOP, register ahead of time if you'd like. And Kevin did say, even if you just show up, that'll be cool as well. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com